A fellow of the Ghana Institute of Certified Accountants and the Ghana Academy of Arts and Science, Dr. Donkor-Fojo, says the use of macho men to validate election results in Ghana is shameful. Also, the situation where prospective voters are violently driven away by macho men is not a sign of democracy. Speaking at the 49th J.B. Dankor Memorial Lectures in Accra, Dr. Fojo said apart from the unnecessary tension associated with macho men during elections, the propaganda that comes along with it paints a picture of an immature country. He said the arrogance and indiscipline exhibited by these macho men violates the human rights of citizens. Rab Napaha reports.
The lectures highlight the role of the late politician and happenings on Ghana's current political arena. The speaker, Dr. Donkor-Fojo, said the late J.B. Dankor stood for fairness, humility, and wanted the best not only for Ghana but Africa. Dr. Fojo described Dr. J.B. Dankor as bold, outspoken, and dedicated.
In place of party politics, he urged that we develop a political system that combines the best of governance and the best in modern democracy. He continued, we have enough human intellectual resources to be able to evolve such a system devoid of unscrupulous macho men, shameful propaganda for hell, and unnecessary tensions leading to hostility, enmity, and sometimes death. In such a system, the sobriety, the sagaciousness, and the political acumen of our forefathers would be made to temper the tyrannical absurdity, the cunning deception, and the incredible intolerance that have become part and parcel of our democratic experience.
Dr. Fojo said Africa missed out on an opportunity to be served by a man who was capable to transform the fortunes of the continent at that time.
Whereas party politics have, in the past, indeed contributed in no small measure to fanning the flames of disunity, tribal arrogance, bigotry, injustice of one kind or another, and acts of inhumanity, it would be well to bear in mind that no type of government has in itself the innate ingredients against social vices. The social vices we all lament and condemn have remained with all our governments. They are human problems which show the frail and sinful side of man and which can be solved only through a profound transformation of human hearts. This is where Dr. Dankor comes in. He would like to draw his sword in favor of truth, integrity, commitment to democracy, and dedication to development.
Born Joseph Kwame Chiretire Buachi Dankor on 18th December 1895, J.B. Dankor was a Ghanaian statesman, Pan-Africanist, scholar, lawyer and historian. He's on record to have played a significant role in pre- and post-colonial Ghana, which was formerly the Gold Coast, and is credited with giving Ghana its name. During his political career, J.B. Dankor was one of the opposition leaders to Ghana's first president and independence leader, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. He was described as a doyen of Gold Coast politics by the Watson Commission of Inquiry into the 1948 Accra Riots. On the political terrain, J.B. Dankor stood as the presidential candidate against Nkrumah in April 1960, but lost the election. On grounds of involvement with alleged plans to subvert the CPP government, J.B. Dankor was arrested on October 3, 1961 under the Preventive Detention Act and was released on June 22, 1962. He was later elected president of the Ghana Bar Association and was again arrested on January 8, 1964 for allegedly engaging in a plot against President Nkrumah. J.B. Dankor suffered a heart attack and died while in detention at the Nsawam Medium Prison on January 4, 1965. Under the theme, Dr. J.B. Dankor, the great cultured Ghanaian scholar and patriot, Professor Akila Kpasoya, Professor Adefio Shandoff, and Dr. Letitia Obing, all fellows of the Ghana Academy of Arts and Sciences, who chair the 3-day lecture.